Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shorting lesson, 2 minutes. US companies will be able to apply for a license to trade with Huawei, says US Commerce Secretary. The permits will only be issued if the working relationship is not deemed as a threat to national security. The US Secretary notes Huawei will remain on a restricted entities list, and some experts said it is still unclear what type of transactions it will be allowed. Toyota partners with automotive components firm Denso to establish a semiconductor unit for the vehicle industry. It is unclear how much the companies are investing, but Denso will own 51% of the firm, with Toyota holding the rest. The joint venture will produce chips for use in electrical vehicles and self-driving cars. AT&T will enable its spam call screening service, Call Protect, by default for new and current customers. Call Protect will be added automatically for new lines and will add existing numbers over the coming months. The system detects and stops fraudulent and telemarketer calls, while also letting users maintain their own block list. Twitter updates its hate speech guidelines. The firm says it will remove tweets that targeted and dehumanized people based on their religion. The company notes reported tweets sent before the rule were said will need to be deleted, but notes they won't result in immediate suspension because they predate the new standard. Amazon partners with the UK's National Health Service, NHS, to offer basic medical advice for common maladies via Alexa. The service will let users ask for information on dealing with ailments such as migraines and flu. The NHS says the system will implement strong privacy protections. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.